Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome,
hey,
everybody.
Hey, hey,
hey. Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, yours truly, and Mike Horn. And we are excited to be here with you for another exciting week. We're getting closer and closer to the end of the year. Lots of things are happening. Baseball is wailing away. Basketball and hockey is kind of like floating around here. I don't know what's going on.
You look good today. You're in your coaching attire. Looks like you could maybe fill in for Bill Belichick or something there. You got your kind of your coach. Looks like you're looking for some inclement weather there, a little rain or whatever. Get on the sidelines. Looks like you're ready to go to throw
Is my Parnelli Jones in between races jacket.
Is that what that is?
That is
beautiful. See, let me just say, look at that.
See that?
That is just smart. I was going to get you one of those for Christmas.
To be interviewed.
Already have
trackside.
That's good. We don't talk auto racing as much as we should.
I love auto racing.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I like Formula One. I do like drag racing. My good friend Tom McEwen, the late great Tom McEwen. We used to have a lot of fun out there. But I'm geared in for all of the conversations about Bill Belichick, and I'm also geared in for what's going to be happening in baseball this coming
year.
This coming year, this 2020. I'm really anxious to see what happens. I don't know if anxious is the word, but I'm interested to see what Major League Baseball does in this scandal of cheating in the World Series.
Yeah, I think they should take that the whole championship away. I don't think they should give it to the Dodgers.
If you're going to vacate, you can put an asterisk. But what you're saying is you got to get rid of the trophy in Houston.
That's correct. Get rid of it. They should not have that sitting there anyway. Okay. We'll talk about that on the show today. I want to remind you, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, and we read those emails on the air, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. That's FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home. And make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more. ending multiple trips to the bathroom, and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears, and for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash today? Have bad credit or maxed out cards? GotLoans.com can help. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. You can get up to $5,000 with no paperwork. Get your cash as soon as tomorrow. Just have a checking account and a regular income source. For the personal loan you need now, whatever your credit, it's GotLoans.com. On your smartphone or computer, GotLoans.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you with us here nationwide, coast to coast, CRN Talk, Sports Byline, Radio Networks, Sirius XM, Channel 211. Just glad to be with you, taking care of the business. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And speaking of email, you know, you can email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And Colin says, listen to this one. These baseball contracts are getting out of control. Nobody is worth that money. There needs to be a salary cap in baseball because fans will stop coming to games because tickets are too expensive. Not to mention, who's going to buy a $65 hot dog? I'm with Colin on this thing. What do you think?
You're with him for what?
I agree with him. So his prices are getting out of control.
Well, let me ask you.
They do have a salary cap, though, don't they? They get taxed as they
Well, here's a question.
Yes.
Don't you think, Colin, and Mike Horn,
yes,
don't you think that baseball would govern itself if they couldn't afford this? If they thought for a minute that it's possible that this is a real dumb idea, spending $325 million for 9 years on this pitcher?
I don't know, because they get greedy. You see, they, you know, like Cole goes to the Yankees or whatever. They pay the big money for this. You know, we'll talk about some of the signings, and they pay the money because they're afraid someone else is going to pay for it. So they get going. It's built to go ahead and keep making those prices rise up there.
But it's not simple. That's not that simple. The Yankees, specifically the Yankees, were accused of this 30 years ago.
Correct.
Well, it was true then.
They're still doing
true
it
now, and they're still.
And the stupid fans are going to the games and paying the money.
And
so
the fans are well stupid. I don't know. Are they would I go to a game because he's not go to a game because you know this guy's Garrett Cole's going to make $35 million a year, or I have to pay $62.50 for a hot dog and a beer. You know, if that were the case, then I would make the judgment. I'll see the game, but I don't need to sit there and slug down a hot dog and a beer if it's that outrageous.
If it's outrageous and you don't go, and I used to go. The family used to have season tickets. Can't afford them anymore. They're way out of control. You know, reserve seats used to be, what, $20, maybe tops or something like that, a ticket. And try multiplying that by 10 times or more. And so here's the thing. you go watch it on cable, and then your cable provider is paying zillions of dollars to get the rights to the game, and your cable bill is astronomical. So you get hit. The poor consumer gets hit but every time on this thing.
You can make a choice to watch it or not.
Yeah, so you have to shut off. You can't watch baseball that you like. You can't watch that anymore. You got to cancel your cable bill.
I can get any direct television dish delivery of any and all sports to my house.
Yes.
For $100.
No, it's more than that.
Well, I can get it for $100.
More than that, because you got to pay the basic cable, and it goes up. I'm not complaining, because you know I pay it if I want to watch it. I hear what you're saying, but the salaries. Here's the thing: you get a guy that they pay a lot of money to, like Kershaw, and then he just doesn't come true. They put the pressure on themselves. Players put the pressure on themselves by taking the big salary, and then they've got to perform like some kind of super.
All of that's
magician.
Mutually exclusive from the topic of. Is baseball ruining baseball by giving all these contracts, all these preposterous contracts? No, because you know they're the ones, baseball ownership and the philosophy of baseball team building is based on the fact that how much money do we have? Now, there's people here, I believe Colin wants a salary cap, you know, our fan mail email here. He wants a salary cap because it's coming to the point where it's just too preposterous. I don't think this is going to bother the game at all. Here's what's interesting. They figure, and this is what's figured out in the numbers, the Yankees figure there's 9 years, and they're going to be probably somewhere right around $33 million a year for 9 years for this guy.
Yeah, you're talking about the signing of
Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole.
And so they figure 5 years into this 9 years, that might be the sweet spot. And then he'll probably decline to a degree the last 4 years. Well, what they can actually do is they can depreciate that player. The team, is not losing money per se, because there's lots of ways of washing it and getting it in a position to where you know you're not stuck, you're not on the limb with all that. They can wrap them up in a trade. They can do a lot of things, you know.
Well, here's where I agree with you and somewhat also agree with Colin, is like it's not going to necessarily ruin the game. I'm not for salary caps, so to speak. It is out of control, obviously, with this thing. Here's where it's going to bite them in the rear is what happens – God forbid, if Garrett Cole gets an injury and they're paying this guy, what, $36 million a year, some of his $324 million contract for 9 years. The kid's 29 now, and so 9 years, he's going to be 38. And what happens if he gets injured? They're going to be paying that money.
Well, that's
guarantees.
Not my worry.
That's not my worry. That's where the Yankees are going to really take it in the shins.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not here. Why would I be worried?
I agree with you on
Why
that.
Would I be worried about any corporation in the world?
I don't either.
Overspending,
okay.
Being stupid.
Got it.
And why should I be concerned about it? You know, if I go to the pump and I realize that 76 gas stations all across the country are now completely out of hand with their prices, and the barrels of oil
of
go up $150.
That's right.
And they pass it on to me.
Yep.
Well, then I get a chance to make a decision. I will not buy 76 gasoline.
But if they're all raising their prices, what do you do then?
Well, is all of baseball now going to suddenly now get the green light to go out and spend this type of money on everybody?
To be able to afford to do it.
Only the top teams.
There you go.
The teams that do this. the teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees who build their own stadiums, own their own stadiums, and come out and invest in their product. They tell their fans, listen, this is we play 160-some-odd games, 162 games a year, plus the playoffs, and we're going to be out there. We're going to be in playoff time for you, and we're going to do everything we can. We're going to sell you jerseys. We're going to market and merchandising our product to the public as best as we possibly can. So this is what we're doing. Many of the fans look at this. Many, a proportion of it, majority of them look at it as, this is great. The Yankees did this. I don't think they're saying, "Why? Gee, can we get the red pencil out and start to run the numbers on this?" People don't care about that. They figure that the parent company says, "Hey, this is going to be what we want to do. We're going to be doing it." George Steinbrenner, 33 years ago, did it. People thought he was a jerk. He's a jerk, but he was also correct in spending the money.
There you have it, Fred Dreyer with another philosophical thought, probably straight on with this thing. We'll have more for you straight ahead in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer from CRN.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Hi to Beverly and Bruce and Amy and everybody else watching us on Facebook Live and YouTube and Twitch and all the other media services. Roku, crntalk.com. Check it out. We're back up there on Roku for you. You can check it up on your TV. Just look for CRN Talk for the app. Coming to you on Sports Byline, CRN Talk, SiriusXM Channel 211. And talking a little baseball here, you mentioned that 9-year deal for Garrett Cole already on the signed with the Yankees over there. And Strasburg, I guess, re-signed earlier with the Washington Nationals. So we'll see what's going on.
Strasburg was the highest paid pitcher and the highest paid player in baseball for one day. And then Garrett Cole came in and then surpassed him considerably. But look, we're going to go back to I think what Diana Sheffield on our email said.
No, this was Colin Butler wanted to talk about the baseball contracts getting out of control.
Yeah.
But Diana writes to us. What do you think about the Yankees picking up Garrett Cole? Hope he brings a championship to the city again.
There it is.
So there's two various things. Colin says that baseball should have salary caps. Diana's saying, hey, great, Yankees, you picked up Garrett Cole. I hope we get a championship.
Well, I mean, 99% of the people don't care how much money teams spend on players. I don't care. And the reasoning is they even mentioned Clayton Kershaw. Well, he hasn't come through for his team in playoffs and stuff. I don't look at it. He could be making no money and the performance would still be the same.
Yeah,
if that's what we're criticizing, then he has to pick up on his performance. But that doesn't mean I look at his contract and say just because he screwed up the playoff game, that doesn't mean he's worth his money. I mean, he is worth his money because the Dodgers say so.
Dodgers were heavily involved in this Garrett Cole thing, but Cole, apparently he was saying that his favorite players were Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera. So what do you think?
He wanted
to be a Yankee.
Well, there was also a rumination that Cole, being a Southern California boy,
right,
would want to stay here on the West Coast with the Dodgers or the Angels or whoever, but that's not necessarily the case. He's back there in the tundra, the frozen tundra of the East Coast, with all the humidity, and yeah, certainly in the first month of the season, it was snow.
Yeah,
so it doesn't make any difference. But what is of interest is teams spend money at all levels. Is anybody complaining at all about all the teams? You know what's going to happen for 2020 season? Expanded netting at all parks by start
big
of
deal.
Season.
This is going to be a big deal. Every ballpark, the netting is going to be extended, as Fred has just mentioned there, to protect us from foul balls. Right?
Yeah. So teams are spending money at every level. The Dodgers, in getting ready for the All-Star game this year, out here are putting up not only the netting, but they're putting in $100 million renovation of right center and left field, and putting elevators from the ground floor to the top, and so people can literally walk around the stadium inside the stadium. They haven't ever been able to do that before.
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of things there to improve it. Yeah, it's a business, and yes, they need our money to help be successful and to spend money.
Every thing.
It's every sense of the word, a business, and it's a good business model. And what makes it work is if they put a good team on the field, and you've got to pay players. So my complaint is, rather than should the Dodgers, Colin Butler, his complaint about they're spending too much money, there should be a salary cap. My complaint is not so much the amount of money. It's oftentimes teams wind up giving the wrong players a lot of money.
There you go.
To give the right players the right money, and I've got no problem with it.
At Major League ballparks, they say Rob Manfred, the commissioner, says that the netting will be at a minimum. It will extend substantially beyond the far end of the dugout on both sides of the field. And seven clubs, I guess, are going to be extending the netting all the way to the foul pole. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I completely agree. I've been to a lot of ballparks, not all of them, certainly. But it doesn't bother you. You know, you can sit right behind it and watch the game. But I'll tell you something. If in Dodger Stadium, at least, I can say this, from the first base and third base line all the way down, from that designation, if you have children,
yes,
and you're sitting here yapping on the phone, and a line drive comes in at about 5 feet off the ground, and you don't see it because it blends in. It smacks somebody in the head.
Yep.
They're dead.
Yep. And there goes your $65 hot dog right along
with
it.
Yeah, I gladly pay $65 to not get hit in the head.
I agree. Now, there's been an uptick in home runs, and they say it's not that they're juicing the baseball. They're saying it's the height of the seam and the batting techniques.
Yeah, or the lack of seam.
Yeah, or the lack of seams.
There's no drag on the seam.
They surged to 6,776 home runs during the regular season. That's nearly 11% higher than the previous record that was set in 2017. So, and they're saying it's a decrease in postseason home runs due to a greater drag coefficient, which measures the resistance to the moving object faces. And this report was put together by some doctors here, a team of guys, a committee of professors.
Experts.
Experts at the, I think we saw them at the impeachment hearings, too, that were tasked by the Major League Baseball brass to study the record-setting spike in the home runs.
Well,
either that or Clayton Kershaw was in more games than ever before this year.
Well,
that could have increased them.
Do they have a pitcher on this board? Do they have somebody who can take a look at a baseball
there
and say the height of the seams are perfect? I can now get a grip and throw my breaking ball. And guess what? You're not going to like it when I do because it's going to be very effective.
They want you to come out of retirement, Fred. I think you could bring in that old. You started out as a baseball strapping big right-hander.
I like those seams raised. I like the raised seams.
You like the raised seams?
Yes, I do. I also like the mound back 6 inches higher than it used to be.
Yeah, me too. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Emails to Fred Dreyer, You can send them Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Are you ready, Fred? Ready for a couple of emails here?
Wait a second. Let me get my...
Get your collar up. Get ready to go.
And get my zipper all the way up.
All the way up. Here we go.
There it is. Okay. I'm ready to roll.
So Robin says, I'm going crazy with a Hunter marathon for the past week. Question, did you wear flip-flops a lot? I've spotted them in a few episodes. Really? Flip-flops in Hunter?
I wonder, what was I inside of the police station, sitting behind a desk?
You'd be in the police station wearing flip-flops?
Could be.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Hunter, when you're out there and you're running, you're not in flip-flops, are you?
Of course not.
You're throwing guys off the roof.
I know.
You don't have flip-flops on.
I throw a flip-flop at them.
Robin, tell us what episodes. I'm kind of curious. Dawn says, Fred, why do the Patriots keep getting away with this cheating? Kind of talking about this, now Belichick is under surveillance again. What do you think?
I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
Yeah. You know, I like Belichick. I think he's a sharp coach.
Yeah, and he's correct, just like all the other coaches. They collect information just like the Pats do. They film stuff. They get other films. They cross-trade with other teams. So, until you actually find out who was up there shooting for what reason, then you can peel it back and figure out if there was cheating going on. I find it a little bit distant to think that Bill Belichick would send somebody over there with a camera in wide open spaces up in the booth with a Patriots shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, since Spygate, he said that they've altered their approach. He said, quoting him, we are competitive and we try to be competitive in every area.
That's
he
right.
said, but we don't knowingly, intentionally want to do anything that's across the line. But since that Spygate happened, I'd say we've tried to keep a good distance behind the line and not maybe take it as far as we might have in the past. So there you have it.
Well, so he's going to spy on a 1-11 team?
Yeah. I think that's true. Your thoughts on this? Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll try to read as many of these emails when we get them.
Message and data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SLEEPY to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is Wesley's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
When I'm just getting off work, there's only so many hours left in the day, so I definitely don't want to spend all my time waiting in line for car parts. With O'Reilly, I can buy the parts I need online and pick them up on my way home. It's so quick and easy, I don't have to worry about losing daylight to get my car up and running.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets, like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, two safeties in one game. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties, one game in the same quarter. That's a record that's going to stick around for a while. And it's time to talk a little football here, if you're ready. Fred, you ready?
Oh, yeah, let me have it.
What did we go? Did we go 10-5 with our picks? 10-6?
11.
11-5. It's not bad. We almost won the week before, but 11-5.
No, we threw one game away, figuring that, the 3,000 rule, San Diego at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So, we lost that
game. We lost that game. Adam Burns, let me ask you a question. You're the sports book manager for betonline.ag. Have you ever heard of the 3,000-mile rule?
I have not. What is that?
Okay, here it is. The 3,000-mile rule by the great Jimmy Mack is, if you are the visiting team and you are favored and you travel 3,000 miles or more to play the game, you don't bet on them. If you're the visitor, you're favored, and you've traveled over 3,000 miles, you don't bet on those guys. What do you think?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people saying if you're traveling east to west, it's harder than west to east. So, but you know what? I mean, these are all like trends and things that people like to believe in.
Of course.
But, I mean, when we're setting odds, we just look at the matchups themselves. You know what I mean? Like sometimes it could work, sometimes it can't. But yeah, it's always fun when people have these theories and that sort of thing.
All right, so our guest here is Adam Burns, the great Adam Burns, sportsbook manager, helps us out here, talks about games here with yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer from betonline.ag. Let's talk some games this weekend. Let's look some Sunday games here. First off, the Eagles came back Monday night. That was quite a game with the New York Giants, right, Fred? You and I were watching that game.
We saw that game together, and both teams were sloppy. There was two themes, both about the quarterbacks of two respective teams, and it was lucky that the Eagles came and pulled it up.
So here we are, the Eagles playing the Washington Redskins. They're 4.5-point favorites this Sunday. What do you think on that game? You getting some action on that? People looking, the Eagles got a chance maybe at a playoff spot.
Yeah, we're taking quite a bit of money on the Eagles. I mean, especially after them coming back to beat the Giants. You know, I also watched that Giants game because I bet on them +9.5 to cover the spread, which they did. And Eli, I mean, he looked pretty good in the first half. And, we actually have some prop bets up on, what will be his status next year. Starter for the Giants, backup for the Giants, starter elsewhere. Backup elsewhere, retired, and retired is the favorite.
Really?
He kind of looked a little bit, he kind of looked all right.
Oh, he's been sitting down for 14 weeks.
He's been resting.
Yeah.
That organization screwed that whole season up for people. They should have had him starting every single game and have the other kid watch for a year.
I agree with you 100% on that. It was funny on my Twitter, there's some people saying how Eli, should never have consideration for the Hall of Fame. And, I was kind of stirring the pot just to get people going and saying, well, he beat Tom Brady twice. So
there you go.
No one's probably ever going to be able to say that.
That's true.
Ever again.
How will he do this? How will he do this week? The Giants are playing the Dolphins, and it looks like the Giants are 3.5-point favorites in this game right now.
Yeah, we're taking quite a bit on the Giants on this one. I think, Eli's supposed to play again. I mean, Daniel Jones is out for, supposed to be for a few weeks. I doubt they'll play him the rest of the year. But even if he is healthy, But we're taking quite a bit on the Giants, so we're going to need the Dolphins in that one. But I could see the Giants squeaking out a win. I mean, if they're going to win one more game this year, that's the game for them to win.
All right, what about, let's see, who else got a shot here? The Chargers-Vikings, that one's being played in Los Angeles, and it looks like the Vikings, this is another close game, 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers really played well last week, and, you know, it's an interesting one because the Vikings are still trying to play for the division against the Packers, and, you know, the Vikings have, they started off slow, but they've started to pick it up, you know, as the season's gone on. This is an interesting one. Right now, we're taking about 50-50 money on both teams. There's not a lot of heavy action yet on it. But obviously, once comes Sunday, I mean, we're going to see more money on it. I would expect more money on the Vikings and the Chargers.
What about the Rams-Cowboys being played in Dallas? The Rams, just a point favorite right now. What's the deal on that one?
Yeah, this line's been flipping and flopping. It's been sort of, you know, -1, -1 each way, going back and forth.
Yeah,
you know, Cowboys—they're playing for their lives here, right? And you know, if they want to make the playoffs, they got to win the division. So, I think they'll be full out. And you know, it's an interesting game, but the Rams have really kind of picked it up lately.
Check out Adam Burns here for you. BetOnline.ag. Check him out. Adam Burns, BetOnline.ag. Adam, thanks for being with us. We'll find out more next week.
Attention sports fans. Now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home. With Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow. If you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
Welcome back to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us here. Mm-hmm. Glad to have us have you with us here mm-hmm. on the show. We know we have choices for talk radio. Thanks for talking and taking time to be with us. Where are we headed here, Fred? What do you want to talk about?
Well, look, you know, we get our notes here, and we've got a couple things written down here. I want to talk about, leave a little bit of time here to talk about Bill Belichick denies involvement with the videographer and that type of thing, and go into a little bit of history about what is not being discussed in this situation.
Okay.
So that's
right.
One thing. Another one is Antonio Brown, the late great NFL wide receiver. His latest tirade targets racist NFL loser Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
so
he's got going some problems.
He's going at Ben pretty good here.
Yeah. And tweeting.
And here's the deal. If he thinks Colin Kaepernick was blackballed for behavior beyond the call of duty, he should just continue doing what he's doing because, you know, there might be teams out there saying, you know, we'd sure like to have Colin Kaepernick. We can bypass everything Antonio Brown says or does, and because enough time has passed. He keeps doing this. He won't be getting a job either.
So Antonio Brown went on the tirade Wednesday, a series of tweets, called the NFL racist. He wondered why Ben Roethlisberger is in the NFL despite rape allegations against him. He took a shot at the XFL, and he says, guess almighty NFL at NFL can hold players out against there with no criminal charges pending, nothing, but a Caucasian player gets a domestic go to jail, still out there playing targeted hate against us everywhere, my peeps.
Yeah, you know, look, again, you know, if I were to take a look at this and get in closer, The chances are you would find out that those who deal in racism are the racists. And if Antonio Brown thinks he's going to convince people that Ben Roethlisberger is a racist, he's got probably less guesses left to him than he thinks he does.
He's got a lawsuit filed against him by his former trainer, Brittany Taylor. She alleged that he raped and sexually assaulted her in two separate instances. So this whole thing is just kind of crazy. And, you know, while Ben Roethlisberger is out there with an injury, who knows if he's playing with, depending on what these rape allegations are against him, right? So we have to wait and see.
Well, you know, Antonio Brown has a couple of coaches out there that would overlook anything to have him on the team. What's stopping everybody is the league doesn't want Antonio Brown around. That's what it is. When I say the league, that means the collective ownership. They're going into their 100th anniversary. There's a big deal that they've got going on here with playoffs and a Super Bowl and a celebration. And they don't need this guy, white or black or whatever color you want to be. They don't need this guy coming out here and just ad hominem, ad hoc, developing ideas and themes and storylines and narratives about ex-players and about the system not liking him because he's black, and this is what the promoters of the politic of skin color do, regardless of what you might think. And I'm tired of looking at it. By the way, if just common sense wise,
yep.
if I were listening to Brittany Taylor tell me, you know, this guy raped me twice,
right?
I tend to believe her, and I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if you're facing those allegations, maybe you should kind of lay low for a while. And
you would think he would work the opposite. You think that he would be doing something with kids, Pop Warner, that he would doing something high profile that lets people know, hey, look, you know, that was a period of time there. I'm fine now. I'm ready to roll. And instead, you know, he's going to now dwell on the Colin Kaepernick syndrome. You know, and Colin Kaepernick is out of a job because of Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
And Antonio Brown is out of a job because of Antonio Brown.
All right, what about Bill Belichick? He's still got his coaching job, but boy, he's apparently there's some a videographer was caught taping the Cincinnati Bengals sideline during their game against Cleveland Sunday.
Well, look.
And the Bengals are playing the Patriots
no,
this week.
We do not know.
Right.
You know, we don't know what the arrangement was for this separate entity from the football program that was there. I mean, the guy filming had a Patriots T-shirt on. He's not there trying to, shoot from the bushes, you know, or from the back seat of his car over a fence someplace.
Right.
He's there, and he's collecting information, and Bill Belichick says this has nothing to do with the team. We don't even look at this stuff, and of course, the credit is going to go to. The press that already hates Bill Belichick and Mr. Kraft, who owns the team.
Spygate 2007.
And so they're going to go back and say, once we caught him, and now we fined Bill Belichick $500,000, by the way, and docked him a first-round pick in 2008 draft. Now what you have is that you've got now another reason for someone now to deny stuff. And they've got to wise up to this thing.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And, Fred,
yes.
You know, we're talking about Gerrit Cole signing up with the Yankees, and you got, what's his name there, signing up with the Washington Nationals over there, Steven Strasburg. And so what's happening with the Dodgers? You and I do the show out of Los Angeles, for gosh sakes. Are there any players that the Dodgers are going for?
Well, here's one for you and for Dodger fans out there. There is reasonable worry if you're a Giant hater and a Dodger lover, or vice versa, that the Dodgers are in the process of negotiating with Madison Bumgarner.
Come on, the guy is like, the guy's day is done, isn't it?
No.
What's the reasoning? Well, give me a reason.
You know how old he is?
How old is he?
30.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's a plus one right there.
Kershaw's older than that guy.
I like that guy, Baumgartner. And Kershaw, here's the smart thing. Kershaw and Baumgartner together, they'll be trying to see who can be better. This might bring them both back to life.
Well, I mean, Baumgartner is an improvement over to the bullpen.
What else with Baumgartner? Give me another one. Give me something good that I really can hang into.
They are in hot pursuit of Anthony Rendon, third baseman for the Nats.
But Baumgartner, is he like tied in with any other players?
The reason that this is a reality is because the press from a distance are handicapping the fact that Doc Roberts, Dodger manager, and Baumgartner are good friends.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
So Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, and Baumgartner played together, right?
That's right.
Doc was on the Giants?
That's right. And
I like this.
They have both respect, and they have talked openly around the hitting cage all through the years that Doc's been with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So there's no animosity.
Yeah. Get out of there, Baumgartner. You don't want to be with Gabe Kapler. He'll have you eating like diet pills or something.
Well,
the guy's a health fanatic.
Well, he's
fanatic.
He's no longer a Giant, so he's a free agent.
All right, so there you have it.
Yeah,
all right.
That's right.
That's our show. You miss anything, don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, Baumgartner, I'm getting ready to buy my season tickets.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.